Listen to part of a lecture in a conservation biology class.
One consequence of global warming is extinction. There's compelling evidence that global warming will be a significant driver of many plant and animal extinctions in this century. So we're considering various strategies to help some threatened species survive this warming trend, which, as you know, is caused mainly by greenhouse gases produced by the burning of fossil fuels. The most radical strategy being debated among conservation biologists is assisted migration. Assisted migration means picking up members of a species or members of a group of interdependent species and physically moving or translocating them. Translocating threatened species to a cooler place, to higher latitudes or higher elevations, for example. Now, migration's a natural survival strategy. Over the past 2 million years, colder glacial periods have alternated with warmer interglacial periods. And so, in response to these gradual climatic swings, some species have shifted their ranges hundreds of kilometers. So perhaps you're wondering, why not let nature take its course now? Well, we can't. The main problem is today's fragmented habitats. During previous interglacial periods, when glaciers retreated, they left behind open land in their wakes. Today, human development has paved over much of the natural world. Ecosystems are fragmented. Housing developments, highways, and cities have replaced or sliced through forests and prairies. There are few corridors left for species to migrate through without help. So conservationists are trying to save as many species as possible. Now, assisted migration could become a viable part of our rescue strategy, but there are a number of uncertainties and risks. Without more research, we can't predict if assisted migration will work for any given species. A translocated species could die out from lack of food, for example.